Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Monday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. The nonprofit Fight for the Future publishes an open letter calling for Amazon-owned Ring to end deals with more than 500 police forces across the US. The letter claims the partnerships allow for a privately owned, nationwide surveillance dragnet. It's aimed at local, state, and federal officials, and signed by over 30 civil rights groups including Call for Change and the Center for Human Rights and Privacy. Ring says its products are designed to let users protect their privacy. eBay, Stripe, MasterCard, and Visa are all dropping out of Facebook's Libra cryptocurrency project, the companies announced Friday. The news comes 1 week after PayPal announced its withdrawal, as government regulators continue to scrutinize the plans. In statements following the news, the companies said they respect and see potential in the project, but have chosen to focus on other efforts. Toyota's new LQ concept comes with an onboard virtual assistant with more advanced autonomous driving capabilities than its predecessor, the Concept I vehicle. The AI named Yui understands biometric cues and learns to adapt to the driver's behaviors and preferences. According to Toyota, the assistant can engage with the driver using interactive voice communications, in-seat functions designed to increase alertness or reduce stress, in-vehicle illumination, air conditioning, fragrances, and other human-machine interactions. The concept car also has an SAE Level 4 equivalent autonomous driving system, which allows it to drive itself with minimal human interaction. Lyft sues New York City in a bid to overturn a rule that limits the amount of time rideshare drivers can spend in busy areas when not servicing fares. Uber filed a similar suit last month, and Lyft argues the regulation is arbitrary and unfairly draws business away from ride-sharing companies. Tesla plans to open Tesla centers that emphasize energy sales rather than vehicle sales in order to circumvent state laws that prohibit automaker direct sales to consumers, according to Electrek sources. The company reportedly told employees it will open the centers in most major metro areas and will offer sales, service, and delivery 7 days a week. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.